that your words will be realized. You're a precious gem in your creator's eyes.
Good day to be exact. Almost 8 minutes past the hour. I'm Jennifer Horn, and I'm so excited because guess who's here?
Who?
Bob Kay!
What? Who the heck is that?
That's
and
you,
who cares?
Wait a minute, wait a minute.
Hiya.
Bob Kay is our behind-the-scenes guy. What?
Wait a minute.
Hey.
Nobody knows who Bob
Kay
is.
I'm getting ready to tell them who the...
Who am I?
Yeah. I'm saying he's our behind-the-scenes guy who's now in front of the scenes for the first time ever.
Ooh. I'm the behind-the-something
guy. It's not for the first time ever. Let's get our facts straight here.
Well, the first time in the 8 years that I've been here...
Really?
But I've never been on the air with Bob.
I know. Well, he's been here when you haven't been here. That has been the overshadowing reality because you finked out on some occasion and he showed up to be Jennifer. He's not very
much
good
better
at,
with you here.
He's not much good at being Jennifer, but
no.
At any rate, Bob is here because of the departure for a week of young Ken Kessler.
So what else would I have to do?
He's here as the hall room monitor.
Ooh.
If you will. Jennifer and John, where'd that come from? Jennifer Horn is here. Doug Steffen, this is the expanded Dudley Steffen family.
Ooh.
In fact, at 9 past, they are here to go over some of the important stories of the day. You did a nice job, Jennifer, in covering for me while I was out doing powder.
She did.
Yes.
Yeah, so you were,
She's always great.
Taking a little powder. So let's see what's going on here. The Guardian journalist Glenn Greenwald,
yes,
and the latest yak on this, vowed that Britain will regret...
You will pay.
...detaining and questioning his partner. Quote, I will be more aggressive in my reporting from now on, he told reporters in Brazil.
Like he was doing them a favor before. He was pretty aggressive all the way, wasn't he?
Well, I think that he has taken the approach that Snowden... is the person. See, reporters make a mistake. Now, this guy has been, it's sort of like putting a stick in the eye of a bull. This guy has been now aggravated. So he makes himself the story, which is always a problem. The reporter is never the story if the reporter is a good reporter.
They shouldn't be. Exactly.
No. So now he's made himself a... So whether this takes on, whether he just leaks more stuff or he tries to inveigle himself into it, more remains to be seen. The United States, by the way, was given a heads up by the British government that they were going to detain this guy. And in fact, apparently some Americans had some input into the questions that were being asked of this guy in the 9 hours that he was in Heathrow Airport, being held on anti-terrorism laws. He was grilled about the reporting and asked what he knew about the documents. I mean, that was they were way off base. Off base with this. And they've become almost childish in the way they're going after the people that are connected to this thing because they've all been embarrassed. They've all been put into a position they look bad because they ought to look bad.
But don't worry, it's just more to cover up another day at the office.
Right. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Fine.
There we go. All right, so what say you on this? 888-302-3684. Bob, what are we doing on Facebook.com? Say it again, Doug. Facebook.com/Good Day Show.
I'll get over there and get going on that.
Get going, will you please? It's Tuesday, the 20th of August. We're two-thirds of the way through. Imagine that, Jennifer.
No.
Two-thirds of the way.
I looked at the date yesterday, and I was like, no. Yep,
3 weeks, or actually, it was 3 weeks from yesterday. It was Labor Day.
Wow.
So, yeah, I know.
That's no, Labor Day is coming up.
So,
yeah, it will be.
Yeah.
Labor Day. Yeah.
It will be, yes. An Egyptian court has ordered the release of Hosni Mubarak.
Mm-hmm.
He has been cleared of corruption. My God, how in the world they would have cleared this guy of corruption remains to be seen. But it doesn't make any difference anyway because he was already convicted of the murder of some of the protesters a couple of years ago that ousted him from office. So he'll go to jail no matter what. For the rest of his life, but he's 85 years old and he's kind of sick, so he's not going to be there very long anyway. Meanwhile, the unrest in Egypt continues. 25 police officers were killed. This is a mess, and the numbers seem to be fluctuating around 1,000 still, Jen, since last Wednesday when the military stormed the camps of supporters of Mr. Morzai. And yet we still seem to be impotent here in our country, don't seem to know who to support.
We do, yeah.
Or what to do. I'd suggest it was more... Oops, nope, not suggesting that. 888-3s. I'm just not going to take shots. I don't see any reason. I mean, people can draw their own conclusions. I don't have to draw conclusions for people, right?
No. Yeah. I say we have to keep funding the military. I'm more direct than you.
You want to fund the military?
I want to keep funding the military.
And why would you want? Why do you want to?
I think it's our only shot to do that because it's an important
geographical location. The Suez Canal comes into play here.
Thank you, because it's early. Holy mackerel,
holy
my tongue is not working.
Your tongue is getting caught behind your eye teeth. You can't see what you're saying. That's problem?
Exactly right. The geography there is very important. Thank you, easy for me to say.
Yeah.
Because of gas, and also more importantly, because of Israel. I mean, it's right there.
Right.
So, you know, I think as far as that goes, we need to do it. Plus, you don't want to fund the Muslim Brotherhood. I don't anyway.
No.
I mean, if from a simplistic standpoint, I don't want to give money to our enemies. Just bottom line, period. End of story.
End of story. Therefore, that will be the final word on this discussion. Unless you have a comment, 888-302-3684, or email to Jennifer at DougStephan.com or Doug at DougStephan.com. I think we have Bob at DougStephan.com. Those of you who want to be pen pals with Bob and haven't spoken, Bob
really
K.
Nice.
At DougStephan.com.
Bob K. at DougStephan.com.
That's it.
Every day, people are setting goals to change their bodies, better their minds, and improve their confidence. Self-improvement is in.
It is.
And I'd like to set a new goal for you.
Okay.
To improve your life by whitening your smile. Because it's never, ever been easier. Time for you to try Power Swabs, the world's first tooth detergent. Clinically proven to whiten your teeth. Average 2 shades in 5 minutes, 6 shades in 7 days. A breakthrough patented ingredient in Power Swabs from coconut oil penetrates deep within the tooth enamel for ultimate stain removal and whitening results. Ultimate stain removal and whitening results with Power Swabs. Yes, Power Swabs works on all teeth surfaces, caps, crowns, veneers, bonding. Whitening your teeth with little to no tooth sensitivity is what they promise. Power Swabs. So if you tend to set your goals high, give yourself a break. Get your smile stain-free and ultra-white super-fast with Power Swabs. The world's most advanced teeth whitening system. Try now, as you're thinking about it, by dialing 800-865-7602. Risk-free. Mention Doug Stephan and you get free shipping and a free stain-out whitening quick stick. Call now. Order today. Power Swabs. 800-865-7602. What a cool way to whiten up your teeth and look so much better and feel so much better about yourself. 800-865-7602.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's get it started.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started.
School Tech Ready at OfficeMax. Save $100 on Acer's 15.6-inch touchscreen with Intel i3 processor, just $499. This extraordinary offer also includes LoJack for laptops, anti-theft security for 90 days. Details in-store or at OfficeMax.com. OfficeMax, the hot deals start here. Offer ends August 24th. Restrictions apply.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world, like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, Here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say yes. Your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Book a room and stay between August 15th and September 30th this year and save 10, 15, or even 20%. The longer you stay, the more you save. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
All right, time for a 2020 news quiz. Everybody ready?
Yes, ready.
Yesterday, a governor signed a bill barring licensed therapists from using so-called gay conversion therapy
on teenage patients.
Uh-huh. The bill was passed with bipartisan support in this state. The fellow who sponsored the bill is openly gay. He described the therapy, which involves therapists trying to turn gay teenagers straight, as a form of child abuse. The governor in question here said he believed people are born gay and that homosexuality is not a sin. So which governor signed this bill? 888-302-3684, swell prize. If you're a dog owner, we'll probably help you with Warren Eckstein's hugs and kisses.
Who's got some therapy for your dog.
Yeah, right.
Give you a little turn it into a cat.
All right, so again, the question.
What's the question?
The question is, what governor signed a bill yesterday barring licensed therapists from using gay conversion therapy on teenage patients? 888-302-3684. Answer the question, and you'll be handsomely rewarded. Later on this hour, Dr. Ron Hoffman will join us with some talk about health items, health news, et cetera, et cetera. Meanwhile, we continue with our focus on what's going on in the news. I mentioned this earlier, and I thought it was too good to not mention again, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd like to go to the website, lowpayisnotokay.org.
Oh, I like this one, uh-huh.
Lowpayisnotokay.org. You'll see that fast food workers around the country are planning on going on strike on the 29th of August, which would be, when is the 29th? That's a week from Thursday. All right? A week before, a week before Labor Day. All right, $15 an hour they want.
I'm going to get my egg a muffin.
Form a union. Right, if that's the case, then how much is an egg McMuffin now?
Oh, probably what?
Like $2, $3, yeah.
All right, so it'll be $5 if they get $15 an hour. All right, that's what happens. So
if they get $15 an hour, I'm going to go to work at McDonald's. I mean,
Me too.
That's good money. Yeah.
Actually, that might improve. That would backfire. These guys would fire them and put in people that actually speak English.
Pay for service.
Right, exactly. All right, 21 after the hour. Food for thought. Pardon the pun. Good day.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
This was the number one
Bono
song. That's right, and that was the correct way of pronouncing it. In 1987, during the third week of August, this was the number one song. I still haven't found what I'm looking for. I found what I'm looking for. Now I have to figure out how to hold on to it.
Yeah.
You have found what you're looking for, Marvin. I know that. By the way, there's a story. Marvin and Dudley. Marvin is Bob. And
you have to bring that up again.
Well, it's the duck story.
These guys are like cute little BFFers, and I love them.
Yes, we have been friends for a long time.
And they can, like, complete each other's sentences.
Okay, it's nap time, everybody.
Yeah.
25 after the hour. Okay, during this part of the program, we usually bring you a collection of late-night audio from the jokesters. However, everybody seems to be on vacation except for David Letterman. So here he is going after the Time Warner folks.
You know, I feel like Lindsay Lohan blacked out in New York City. You know what's going on? This show's not really on TV. You folks are just here. It's just you, me, Paul, and the audience. For 3 weeks now, Time Warner. You know anything about Time Warner?
Michael.
They're evil.
Yes.
That's all you need to know about it.
Are we on the air with this conversation?
Or
we
yes, we
are.
No. Television. They want to stamp out television.
They
want to take our television.
Now you tell me.
Ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you something. Television is a God-given right, all right? And you goons at Time Warner, you don't know the wrath and the hell you got ahead of you if you don't stop with this nonsense of pulling the plug on our cable TV. Thank you. Thank you very much. Because if you don't put CBS back on your cable TV night after night after night, I will say nasty, awful things about you that no one will see. So there.
So here's the business. I was, when I went to Los Angeles this weekend, I'm in this little hotel, a farmer girl, neat little place.
Yeah.
That Bob found for me across from CBS Studio City, and it's near where the kids are. And so I'm watching television at 4 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, and you turn on the CBS station, there's nothing there. There's a Time Warner announcement telling everybody who reads it how unfair
CBS
is.
Yeah. Great. I'm so glad you got to see that. Now you know what I live with every day.
This is so the explanation of these goons. You can see how you can make a case for either side here.
No, yeah. Both of them are not doing you as the consumer any favors.
Right, because the Time Warner people aren't giving you a discount because you're not getting CBS.
But that's the problem that I have. If you have taken off, you know, CRN Digital Talk, you've taken off CBS, you've taken off 50 channels, and you were charging me for 50 channels.
Yeah,
I need a discount on my
bill.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Showtime, I mean, I want a refund for my Showtime money, and that's why they're getting sued with the class action lawsuit.
As well they should.
Yeah.
They should get screwed, blued, and tattooed, because they've just, both sides, though, I think, there's an onerous side, sort of a stench to both sides of this. CBS wants more money from Time Warner, and Time Warner isn't going to pay it.
But
Time Warner is screwing the customers, and that's where David Letterman came in to sort of point that out.
Actually, Jimmy Fallon was on last night.
Oh, was he?
And he was all upset because of the royal baby has upstaged
his
new child.
Oh, my. 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute today with Ron Reagan and Arianna Huffington. Coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Huffington and Reagan. Many middle schools now participate in what are called intruder drills, where they practice what to do in case a rampaging gunman comes into the building, complete with guns and fake blood. In some cases, good idea or too much?
It's just a sad thing. You can understand why some schools would want to institute something like this, because these horrible things have happened. But it's related to that idea that, well, why don't we arm all the teachers, which is one of the stupidest ideas I've ever heard an adult come up with.
I really don't think that these drills would save our children. I think having a more stringent gun laws would make a huge difference. But there we are, to go back full circle to our first segment. You know, Washington doesn't seem to be capable of anything but suboptimal solutions to all our problems.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth, and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who is celebrating his birthday, born in the state 1954. I would make Al Roker 59. He's been on the Today Show for a long time. He did Celebrity Family Feud for a while, too, didn't he?
Yeah. And he does shows on the Weather Channel all the time.
I love Steve Harvey. He does a great job.
I think Steve Harvey is superb.
He really does a good job.
He's a very good, he's a great host on the radio, does a great talk show, does the Family Feud, is entertaining, and is one, I think he's one of our great entertainers, frankly.
Yeah, he's like Ryan Seacrest. He's the Ryan Seacrest of whatever it is.
Of blackdom. No, he's better than Ryan Seacrest.
I don't think of him as that. I just think of him as being very funny.
Good,
Well, he's funny. Ryan's not funny. Ryan has no sense of humor. Ryan is a is an operator.
He's good
Ryan
at selling the cue cards.
Right. He's a talented relator, if you will, on the radio and television. Whereas I think in Steve Harvey's case, he's a natural.
His
Ryan
pacing,
has
his
worked
pauses.
He's natural. Right.
Yeah.
Yep. 25 for the hour. We're into the 2020 news quiz phase of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Bob Kay is here working to monitor what's going on. For example, our poll today, he's working because Ken Kessler's on vacation this week. The question today, the poll, is a one-word question. What one word do you think best describes San Diego Mayor Bob Filner? A, misunderstood. B, creepy. C, filthy. D, playful. And E is gone. Help yourself to our poll, as thousands of you do every day. Right-hand side of the homepage at DougSteffen.com. Yesterday's poll focused on that just-released study by the CIA, which indicates that Nevada's Area 51 had nothing to do with UFOs or anything, the men from outer space or anything else that's out of this world. What do you think about it? 30% of you said, I don't believe a word of the study. 28% of you said, I don't give a rat's unga-bunga about the study.
Unga-bunga.
26% of you said, accept the report that no UFO secrets are there. 10% said, I've been to Area 1, Area 51. I've seen the little green men.
I've seen them.
6% said, little green men are running Area 51 and the CIA.
I talk to them all the time.
Pretty dangerous. Good for you, Marvin. 888-302-3684. We have a conversation coming up with Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Meanwhile, our 2020 news quiz question has to do with a certain governor who signed a bill yesterday barring licensed therapists from using gay conversion therapy on teenage patients. The governor said that he believed people are born gay and that homosexuality is not a sin. So this state becomes the second state in the Union and is not often in that category with this other state. The state of California has also done that. So let's find out what it is and who the governor is. Rita, who do you think the governor is?
Jerry Brown.
Ah, but I just said I gave you a hint there that California was first on the list. So he's not the person who did
good
it.
Good choice, though.
Nice,
yeah.
That was a nice job. Jesse's in Grand Falls. Hi, Jesse. Welcome to Good Day.
Morning.
Morning to you, sir. What governor are we talking about?
You're talking about Chris Christie in New Jersey.
Yes. Chris Christie signed the bill which bars the therapist from using gay conversion therapy. What do you think of that, Jesse?
I really don't have a strong opinion, to be honest with you.
One way or another. But you do have a strong answer, therefore, you will get a strong prize.
Winner, winner.
Yay. It's a turkey dinner.
Chicken dinner.
Hold on. No, no. This is, we don't do chicken here.
We don't
it's chicken
do chicken.
Bad boy.
You don't like turkey.
No. That's why I said, winner, winner, salmon dinner would even be better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right? Okay. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, according to new information from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Lyme disease affects about 300,000 people every year. We're going to talk to Dr. Ron Hoffman about that in a moment. Before we do that, though, let's spend a minute talking about Ted Cruz. How many people know who Ted Cruz is? Raise your hands.
Me.
All right. You're the only one?
Bob?
Nope.
No, he doesn't know.
You don't know, huh?
He's a senator from Texas.
I've been
busy
doing polls.
He's a senator from Texas, eh?
Yes, he is. But he was born in Canada.
Eh? Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was born to an American mother.
So, it's
so he
okay.
became an instant U.S. citizen. Under Canadian law, he also became a citizen of Canada when he was born.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a senator, but he's thinking of running for the presidency.
Uh-oh.
I think we've had one of these situations existing heretofore. He has to renounce the citizenship of the Canadian side of his family. And even if he does that, he can remain a citizen of both countries. But how interesting would it be if he were to run for president? He could go to Canada and run for parliament. He could head to the nearby embassy, the one flying the bright red maple leaf flag, pull out his Calgary birth certificate and get a passport, even though he's a member of the U.S. Senate. He's a Canadian, say the Canadians. He's an American. He wants to run, so he's now trying to work around this, and it's come to everybody's attention that there is a simmering debate over his eligibility to run for president. I don't think he's got the stuff to be president anyway, but it'd be interesting. Doesn't he have sort of a Hispanic following?
Yeah, in Tea Party.
Yeah.
Well, that would be good for him, then.
Well, they call him, some of his detractors call him Canadian Ted.
Hmm.
And these, by the way, he went to Harvard. He's a lawyer, clerk for U.S. Chief Justices, blah, blah. Anyway, he's been going to Iowa recently, and I can't imagine somebody from Texas going to Iowa for vacation.
Hmm.
Can you?
Mm-mm. No.
So it appears he has decided he's going to run in 2016. But the political impact of the citizenship discussion would be very interesting, given the fact that Mr. Obama has dodged it all. I mean, it bothered him, and it's been around, but he's been dodging the question pretty much for the whole time.
I think Ted handled it the right way. I mean, that's kind of cool that he just said, hey, you know, here's my birth certificate. Yeah, Canada, you know, but here's why it works.
Oh, Canada. How do they sing?
Oh, Canada.
Canada.
You'd think I would know all the words since I go to hockey games quite often, but no. But I know how it starts.
Okay. Good for you. 20 minutes before the hour, Dr. Ron Hoffman will join us here on Good Day. Just a matter of moments.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert. Day trips are continuing to be popular among American families this summer. According to a Harris poll, families with kids are choosing to spend their vacations at home, with more than 80% planning a summer staycation. Parents planning these trips will want to utilize their credit card rewards for things other than airfare and hotels. For these parents, it's essential to choose a card that offers rewards on all purchases and flexibility when it comes to redeeming those rewards. Amy Tara Koch, Family Travel Expert.
Parents should find a rewards card that allows them to redeem their points for fun family activities over the summer, whether close to home or around the world. Programs like the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards Credit Card make redeeming your travel rewards easy by allowing customers to apply points toward day trip expenses such as water parks, aquariums, or even the circus.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/travel rewards.
Planning to explore America this summer? Get more value on the road when you stay at America's Best Value Inn along the way. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards at most locations. Enter for a chance to win America the Beautiful Park Passes by liking our Facebook page. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com to book your stay and save more of your money on the road this summer.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Look, kid, people touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You gotta keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia-Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger, a surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys new touchless soap and towel dispensers, and plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia-Pacific or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, let's get to the, first of all, I need to inform you that this program brought to you in part by Granger with over a million products. If they don't have it, probably doesn't exist. Call Granger. Click on Granger.com or stop by one of their branches, Granger, for the ones who get it done. Get it? Got it? Good. Every time I read that or come across it, I wonder if they have summer squash at Granger's. Anybody ever been to a Granger store? Ask them if they have summer squash.
I've never been to a Granger store, and I need to go.
Actually, a Granger store is a kind of for people who like...
Because I'm someone who gets it done, Dougie.
Sort of, I know you are. Gadgetry. I like it because there are all kinds of things there that help me on the farm. But I've never seen summer squash there. So You check it out. Go to your nearest Granger store. Don't mention me because I like the money from the commercials, but you might ask them if they have summer squash. Meanwhile, 15 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Happy to have Dr. Ron here, Dr. Ron Hoffman. DrHoffman.com is the website. Do I remember that correctly?
DrHoffman.com. Doug, you're on target.
There I am. Well, I try to be on target. According to new information out today from the Centers for Disease Control, Lyme disease affects about 300,000 people a year. The new estimates suggest that Lyme disease is 10 times more common than previously thought because about 20,000 to 30,000 cases are reported every year. But officials have long known that a lot of doctors don't report every case and that the true number was probably much higher. The new figure comes from a survey of seven national laboratories, a national patient survey, and a review of insurance information. So let's talk about what Lyme disease is other than a tremendous public health problem, according to the CDC. Is it?
Well, yeah, it's a huge problem, and it actually goes beyond just Lyme disease, because some public health officials have characterized ticks as being sort of like dirty needles, because when you get a tick bite, you don't just have the potential for getting Lyme disease. You have the potential for getting a series of other infections that are sometimes very hard to diagnose. And now there's the prospect of a viral infection, which is hitting the Northeast, where it's estimated that a small percentage of people who suffer illness from ticks are getting this virus, but it's a substantial percentage. It may be as high as 6%. The virus can be severe, and in weak or immunocompromised people, it can be fatal. Mm-hmm. Recently, there have been a couple of deaths in New York State.
So, under the circumstances, there, as a farmer, I know, I've been through this, I've had Lyme disease a couple of times. It isn't just every or any tick that will give you Lyme disease. The smaller the tick, the more likely it is that it's going to be a problem. The bigger ticks that suck your blood and get big, like the, you know, it's not these little small deer ticks are the ones that give you Lyme disease. The bigger ones that we get on the farm. I mean, I remember the last time I had Lyme disease was there was just a big red circle that developed on my chest where I pulled that little tick off there. But the tick was there for a couple of days before I even noticed it, even though I showered because they're small. And if you're not looking for them, you won't find them. But they are the and one wonders medically, Ron, how in the world these things develop? How do they exist? I mean, it's sort of a botanical question rather than a biological question. How these little, I mean, it's not a single cell creature, but it's a small little creature, and it doesn't, you know, where the heck does it come from? How do these things develop?
Well, yeah, actually, what's interesting about Lyme disease is that it consists of tiny organisms called spirochetes, which actually are similar to syphilis.
Really?
And not that, you know, this is a Lyme disease, a venereal disease, but it can be as serious as syphilis in the sense that, you know, initially you get syphilis, you have certain symptoms, but syphilis, if left untreated for years and years and years, attacks the central nervous system and the brain. And some of the patients who we see with Lyme disease, they might be mistaken for patients with Alzheimer's disease or dementia. They might be mistaken for multiple sclerosis or ALS because they have such severe neurological problems. Mm-hmm. So it needs to be treated and detected early. The problem is not so much like your case, you know, you find a tick and you get a rash and boom, you know, you take some antibiotics and you're cured. It's with people who have been unaware of an infection or they have impaired immune systems.
Yeah.
And they get sick and remain sick for years and years and years. Very, very difficult to eradicate.
Maybe that's something we can help people by urging them to make sure that their immune system is fully operational. How do you recommend to your patients, Dr. Ron Hoffman, how do you tell your patients to mobilize or keep their immune system at peak operating efficiency?
Well, it's not always that easy, but you know, I certainly believe in fortifying the immune system with, you know, the right kind of lifestyle, the right kind of diet, exercise. The single most important nutrient, in my opinion, is vitamin D. Vitamin D from sunlight or taken as an oral supplement is a great immune system booster and, in my opinion, can be as potent as certain vaccines for warding off disease. So,
well,
you know.
And it's not just Lyme disease we're talking about here. We're talking about every disease, from cancer.
Blue,
it isn't
going
to help you with heart disease, but it'll help you in terms of anything else, like colds, flu, cancer, anything that requires the right mixture of white blood cells to do its work, right?
Exactly. That's an immune system booster. And although, you know, I wouldn't recommend taking some vitamin D and hobnobbing through the woods.
Nearest tick. Here, Ticky, Ticky, come bite me. No, it's probably not a smart thing to do. But it is everywhere. And so you notice that on the farm here, I'm exposed to them all the time. And the dogs get it. You be careful, your dog's going to.
Pet owners, beware, because, you know, check your animals for ticks, because then that's how they often come into the house. We see people getting Lyme disease who've barely been outside, but the pets bring them in.
Right. All right. So there are words to the wise about the story you're going to be reading a lot about and talking a lot about perhaps today, the effects of Lyme disease on lots of people in America. Thanks to Dr. Ron Hoffman for being here. DrHoffman.com. His expertise is well appreciated. He's got a lot of it. We're happy to share it with you here on Good Day. 51 past the hour.
Summer. your time is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Who is that?
Megadeth.
Ah, as of the WNTN days, Marvin. Megadeth. Remember when I used to play that stuff?
No.
But you wouldn't remember, really? Jennifer. I was just talking
about... You played hard rock stuff?
I was on WNTN.
Newton.
And Nutton Radio in Newton, Mass. And I did the morning program there, and this was the format of the station. Bill... What's his... Schubert was the...
Schubert, yeah.
He came... We worked for them at WBZ, and he brought us to... Bob and I to this station, and it was what a
we moonlighted over there while
yes, we were
working at the big guys.
Yeah, we were moonlighters, all right.
Yeah.
And it was.
I remember you used to go outside and polish your GTO while you were playing the tapes.
So rock star, Dougie.
Oh yeah,
yeah. It wasn't exactly my cup of tea, but it was a paycheck. That I remember well. 888-302-3684. That was, man, was that a long time ago.
I used to introduce the all of the ethnic shows on Sunday that I couldn't understand what they were saying. They'd come through the door and they'd have to have cash in their hands. You know, here's the $30. Good, you get on the air. Otherwise, I'd play music.
The good old days. Wonder Radio. There's the jingle there. Wonder Radio. All right, anyway, let's get to Tech Talk time.
Yeah, let's do.
What we're all about here. Shelley Palmer is our technology expert, and he talks about some, I think we did this yesterday, the Xbox One. Didn't we do that yesterday? I think we did do that. Michael, what are we supposed to be focused on today?
I have no idea.
Nobody has any idea. Oh, this should
this
be
this is going to be great.
It's potpourri.
It's a surprise.
I'll tell you one thing.
Like
Shelley
surprises.
Palmer is a smart bugger.
He knows.
Yeah. So he may only be the one that knows what's going on until he tells you.
We'll
so you'll be the second to know right after this.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Book a room and stay between August 15th and September 30th this year and save 10, 15, or even 20%. The longer you stay, the more you save. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Google's about to get a whole lot more personal. The company recently began rolling out an update that draws info from your Gmail, Google Calendar, and Google Plus account to serve up personalized search results for things like your flight times and reservations. It's sort of a one-stop Google shop for your life, as you can check the status of your flights or remember what time your doctor's appointment is just by Googling it. The update is already available to many U.S. users on their computers, and it's making its way to smartphones and tablets now. While the new feature is convenient, it raises questions about privacy. Forget to log out of Google on your work computer and everyone can find out what you ordered and what you plan on doing this weekend. The feature can be turned off if you don't want Google to be able to collect this kind of data. So, if you want to keep your private life private, well, relatively private anyway, you don't have to worry. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
All right, so, ladies and gentlemen,
boys and girls,
interesting story about one of the founders of PayPal, who's come up with plans for a what they call the Hyperloop, an elevated high-power transit system at 800 miles an hour would go through Chicago, around the loop, the Hyperloop.
The Hyperloop.
Elon Musk is his name, billionaire from PayPal. He's calling this the fifth mode of transportation after planes, trains, cars, and boats. Hyperloop Alpha, dubbed the first design, solar-powered elevated transit system capable of moving people from L.A. to San Francisco in 30 minutes. So it's not going to be used in the city. It's going to be used for moving people from city to city. So was it, the flight from L.A. to San Francisco now is about an hour, right?
Oh, yeah, easy.
Are you in this tube?
Yeah, uses like the old tubes you used to use at the banks to get your money.
This guy, he started Tesla Motors, and that's nothing to laugh at.
Pneumatic tube.
Very well.
Oh, they've done excellent.
Yeah, it's a good car, actually. He also started SpaceX. So he's going to pay to build a Hyperloop prototype.
Oh, he's got some legs.
Yes. So you can check that out, folks, if you'd like to. The story is from today's show, one of the segments, sections of DougStephan.com.
Really?
This is the Doug Stephan Good Day Program, really.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.